Locker room chats here on KMZA continue tonight. Brandon Tadman joined now by Valley Heights football coach. That is Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Big win for the Mustangs last week at Harrington. We'll talk about that in a moment. But busy week for area coaches. Coach, you look at, you know, earlier this week, and obviously the district's now set up for the 26-27 seasons and a little bit different over the next couple years for Valley Heights. District 4 in Class 1A, it'll be Centralia, Jackson Heights, Onega, and Valley Falls. So when you take a look at that in the next couple of years, what's the initial thoughts on the district in the 1A classification for you guys in the upcoming years?
Yeah, you know, I would say, pleased with kind of our luck of the draw in the districts there. We're going back to the east side of the bracket now in the playoffs. And, you know, for us being kind of right on that line, we're back and forth a couple times, it seems like. But a lot of familiar teams in that district. You know, we haven't played Jackson Heights in a couple of years, but we definitely have a history with them. And then we were able to pick up some familiar faces in Sacred Heart and Republic County and teams like that in our week. So, overall, I'm pretty pleased with how it turned out.
Well, let's go back to last week. Big win on the road at Harrington, 49-6. The initial thoughts on your team's big win last week?
Yeah, I thought we played some good football for the most part. You know, we still had some things that we could do better. We did have some turnovers in the first half that probably, didn't really hurt us last week, but in a game like this upcoming week and throughout the rest of the season, if you're careless with the ball and doing some of those things, that can really come back to bite you. So I thought overall we played pretty well. We just got to continue to clean things up.
Yeah, big one with Republic County here this week. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But it seemed like the defense was kind of the big story for you guys in that big win against Harrington. You hold them to 3 yards a carry and just 42 yards and under 75 passing yards as well. Talk about the defense. What'd you like? What'd you see from them?
Yeah, we kind of got everybody healthy again. We had a couple guys out against Bennington. And so then we were able to make some changes that we had kind of planned on making after the Sacred Heart loss. And I think that it really kind of paid off for us. We're able to get guys in maybe some better spots than they were starting out on the year, where they play a little more comfortable. So I feel like we made the right decision on making some of those changes, and hopefully it continues to pay off.
Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble joining us. Big district matchup at home this week against Republic County. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA. We continue our conversation with Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble. A couple more minutes. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Back-to-back wins here for the Mustangs since the Week 4 loss to Sacred Hearts and beating Harrington last week 49-6. But a big one with Republic County this week, Coach, tomorrow night. This Republic County team sits at 5-1. They're 2-0 in district play, so a win would certainly go a long ways in terms of the standings when we look forward here in the next couple of weeks. But the initial thoughts on this Buffaloes team you're going to see tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a really good team that we're going to see tomorrow night. They have a lot of guys that have been playing for a lot of years as freshmen and sophomores that are now juniors and seniors. A lot of familiar faces, but kind of the focus this week with our kids is it's not the same team that we've played the last couple years that we've had success against. This is a good team. They got athletes all over the field and can do some really good things if given the opportunity.
Yeah, what particularly stands out about their defense? They have been very good on that side of the ball over the last month, and they've been one of the bigger turnarounds here in the state. They were just 2-7 a year ago and now sitting here at 5-1. You know, defensively, again, they've shut out two of their last three opponents. They beat Troy in overtime in week one. Their only loss to Ellsworth, but it seems defensively they got that side of the ball working pretty well.
Yeah, well, the one thing that we've told our kids, for the last 4 years that we've played them more recently, is this is always going to be one of the most physical games on our schedule. they've always played very physical football. And, you know, unfortunately, they weren't able to have a lot of success the last couple of years. But now that those kids that played physical football as underclassmen or upperclassmen, it's really starting to pay off. And I think you're seeing that in some of the defensive stats that you mentioned there. They play physical football. They fly around. They do a really good job getting 11 hats to the ball. And when you get a group of kids like that, that, you know, it's kind of had to go through some hard times to find their success. They play really good team football.
All right. Finally, coach, just give us a few keys, expectations for this one tomorrow night. What's it going to take to get a victory?
I would say the biggest key is, you know, we're, with our offense and everything, we need to have long, sustained drives that keeps the ball out of the hands of their athletes and finishes, takes time off the clock and finishes with points for us. That's the best kind of defense that we can play is just holding on to the ball for long periods of time and scoring when we do so. But to do that, we got to play really clean football. We got to be able to hold on to the ball and eliminate mistakes, so we're not putting ourselves behind the chains or shooting ourselves in the foot that can be drive stoppers. So that, and then just identifying where their athletes are when they have the ball every single play, and making sure we're aware of what they might be doing.
That's Valley Heights football coach Cody Trimble joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Valley Heights at home against Republic County. Big Class 1A District Showdown coming your way tomorrow night. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.